Kum lenen ablak gemara. We're not nun beis amud aleph the gemara. The Mishnah told us when it comes to coins, currency had it had value, intrinsic value, inherent value, and there's a machlekes how much does a coin have to lose of its value before we say it's you know that you cannot be used. So the mayor said a 24th, a lot less than normal mekach. Rabbi Yehuda said no, a 12th, and Rabbi Shimon said a 6th, like everything else. So there's the gemara. But I mean, I have a question for you. Okay, we're just trying to think about it. Lamino, I have a question. Ad kama tehei hasela chaseida. How much should the coin lose the year by no?
Before you start talking, it's
Yeah. So the chayda.
Does that mean actually like the silver wears off?
Sorry?
When he says chaseida, does that mean that the silver actually wears
off? No, so I guess. In our mission, it loses its luster, it loses its pieces fall off. Remember, it's inherent value. In our Mishnah, it says, what's the share that there is no eino, right? And he says, there's no eino, a 12th. That means only more. And here and here it says,
how much is?
How much, until where is it? That means this year already the eino begins. According to our Mishnah, eino kicks in above more than a 12th. And it says, lo yehe eino. Kamate yisalach sev, lo yehe eino. The mayor says a 12th. So it means a 12th is not a no. It's only if it's a bit more than a 12th, that's when there's a no. And here from the Brais, it seems that a 12th itself is already a no. Or a 24th, whatever it is. Omer HaPapala Kasha, not a stira. Depends how you're counting. Tana didon, our Tana, Kochoshim, Lamato, Lamayla. Our Tana is saying, you know, that what isn't a no is going up to a 12th. And Tana, Baruch, Kochoshim, Lamato, what is a no? And he's saying a 12th, meaning including a 12th. So a 12th itself is a no, 24th. They're not arguing. They're just talking from different vantage points. My, for the more simple question, Maishno, what's the difference when it comes to a seller? We have three shittas, the pligi, they're arguing what's a no, whether it's a 24th, a 12th, and a 6th. Well, Maishno, but talus, the light pligi. Why in the previous Mishnah, when we talked about a commodity like a talus, there's no argument. Everyone said shtus. A no, no, it's a shtus, a 6th. What's going on here? So we have two answers. Omar Rava says, Rava wants to say that man, tanem, talus, epshimini. You're right. The same machlek as you have by currency, the same machlek as you have by talus. And the author of the previous Mishnah about a talus at a 6th is Rav Shimon. But according to the May, it'll be a 24th. According to the May, it'll be a 12th over there as well, just as well. I mean, according to the May, you can make a living. The maximum you can make is a 24th, which is less than 4%. 4% is the maximum you can make. Rav Shimon, Abai says, no. Abai says when it comes to talis, there's absolutely no argument. So why should the talis be any different than it comes to currency? Why by currency is a machleg if my talis there isn't? So the Gemara, Omar Abai, a talis, achtus, a talis, up to a 6th, machlinish, people don't mind paying that much extra. The Amri Inchi, people used to say, Ashik legabe, the fact is, the shirt is with you, even if you paid a little bit extra, but at the end of the day, you have a nice shirt. So you have something of value. And therefore, it could be more valuable to you than what really the price is. It's not just a price tag. V'shavi l'karsech sela. To you personally, it's worth. V'shavi l'karsech sela. So therefore, however, when it comes to your stomach, you should only pay what's exactly amount. Kivan l'sagi l'mochel. Since the currency, you cannot use it everywhere where you want to use it. That you're not mindful. When it comes to clothing, you don't mind paying a little bit extra because it's worth something. When it comes to the currency, which the whole idea of currency is that you have to go and use it everywhere, and if it's hard to use, too hard to spend, you're not mindful so quickly. So therefore, when it comes to money, Ramei Mahmed till the 24th. When it comes to talis, everyone's money does 6th. Because even if you pay a little bit extra, it's your fellow. Let's understand. How much should the coin be missing? That we say that from the shrinkage, whatever it is, we say that now starts the eino. Rav Meir says arbo isores, four isores, isor dinner. Each dinner, remember, there's four dinerim to a seller, and each dinner has what do you call it? 24 isrim. So it's a 24th. A 24th. Rav Yehuda says, Dalit punyas. No, it's a 12th, because there's 6 more, and each more has 2 punyas, so it's a 12th. Punyin ladin, so it's a 12th. And Rav Shimon says, no, shmoina punyas, because there are 2 punyas for a more, and 6 more to a dinner, so therefore it's a 6th. Shnei punyin ladin. Then the Brayse says the following. Yes, said Al-Kain, What happens if it's more than that? In other words, it didn't reach the stage of Oino. Instead of being, let's say, Kohen Omer 24th, it's a 25th. So in other words, it didn't hit the stage of Oino. What, when you use this coin, what can you use a coin for? Moichra b'shavya. So l'cheira, if let's say it's a 20th less than a seller is, may as if it's a 20, so it didn't hit the Oino, which is a 24th. Sorry, not 20. If it's a 30th, not 20, the other way around. If it's less than a 24th, less, it's a 30th of it lost a 30th of the seller, which is less. What can you use it for? For a seller. You don't say, okay, well, I should go out there and find out what its value is. Okay, it's not worth really a full seller. It's worth a little bit less than a full seller. So when I buy things, I should use it. What its true value is, you know, whatever it is. Mine is that 2%. You don't do it minus 1%. You can use it for, treat it as if it's a full seller. Legally.
Round it up.
But it's pretty big round up.
Whatever the face value is.
Exactly. Yeah. Then he continues. And let's say you lose more than I know, right? If you say you lose more than I know, so then you're not allowed to use it as a seller anymore. So you have to use it for its true value. How far down, how much shrinkage do we allow to say, okay, we'll discount, it won't be a seller anymore, we'll discount it to its true value and you can still use it. But at a certain stage, we say no matter what, we don't want you to use this coin anymore. It's beseller at shekel, half. Why? Because people, between a shekel and a seller, they realize that it's missing a quarter of it, whatever, it's missing a certain amount, so they'll know, hey, it's not the true value, let's work out the value. Once it gets lower than a shekel, people think it's a shekel. You're not so used to seeing it, so even if it's, let's say, really in reality, it's only worth half a shekel, people think it's a shekel, you're going to trick you and deceive people. And we don't want you to deceive people. Yeah. And Rashi goes for Rashi says because it's a big, it's wide, it became very thin and all that. Because of its width, people generally think it's at least worth a shekel. So even if it's worth 3/4 of a shekel, people don't think that it's worth less than a shekel.
It's the thickness that it goes down, not the diameter.
That's the thing for Rashi. Exactly.
So the coins were going by weight.
Had a certain amount of silver in it or whatever it was.
You used them over time, they wear down.
When they got smaller, it was just a small.
That's right. And let's say the edges got, you know, and it got thinner and thinner over time. So that's by when it comes to a seller. Of a bediner, when it comes to a dinner, there we say how much can reduce, and you're allowed to use it as new value. But how far do we go? Ad reva, it sounds like up to a quarter of a dinner. I think most of us can understand. Why by sell we only go down to half, and by dinner we go down to a quarter. Pachas mikan, but if it's less than that, isa, the size of an isa, us, you're not use it anymore. What does that mean? We'll see more later. When we say you're not allowed to use this coin anymore, let's say, for example, by a seller went less than a shekel. We don't want you to use the coin anymore because you will deceive people. So what should you do with it? Don't sell it. Not to a merchant. Not to a person who's a strong man. Not to a murderer. So I guess there were these people who are known murderers.
Standard business practice.
Yeah. They're going to use it to trick others. You might know that it's worth less than a shekel, but the others won't. Ella, what you do, you kavena, puncture a hole right in the middle of the coin, as we'll explain later. The yitlena b'tzavar b'noi, use it as a necklace, a b'tzavar b'ita, your daughter. I'm a mabi learn.
So boys wore jewelry.
Oh, so in other words, it won't be any more currency, so nobody will be tricked. Now we're going to analyze the device. Good Morgan. We learned Bisella at Shekel. Hope you don't mind, we start without you.
No,
I know you didn't, that's what we did. Without your permission, wouldn't have done it.
Your excuse is coming late. You can give it.
Go to the top of the class.
We learn Bisella at Shekel, Bedina Driver. Maisha Bisella Shekel. Why Bisella we go that half? Maisha Bedina Driver to a quarter. Rabbi, my Raver, telling you, I'm Raver Shekel. Raver doesn't mean a quarter of a dinner. A quarter of a shekel has two dinanim. And a half of that is a quarter of a shekel. So it's really the same thing, a half a dinner. Amarava Dekin, I'm approved to the Katani Roiva, Lotani Levia. If it's a quarter, what is that? Levia. Roiva is the name of a coin. A quarter of a shekel, which is half a dinner. Shmamina. Freddy Gemara. For change. Freddy Gemara. Lamel and Mittel Dinner Beshekel. Lachaydas is not Motnazach. If we're talking about a dinner, how much of it shrunk and what size, we're about 18 lines in the bottom. And so on and so forth. So if you're talking about a dinner, focus on dinner. Say half a dinner. Why jump to a shekel and say a quarter of a shekel? And then we have to make a whole pupula and have it, and understand what it is. Says the Gemara, Milsa Aga Wilchik Mashal, and some teachers, and he goes, by the way, the Ika dinner, the Asim Meshekel, that a dinner itself can come from a shekel. A shekel can turn into a dinner. A dinner is the same coin as a shekel, but a lot smaller. So a shekel can turn into a dinner. The Ika dinner does Meshekel, Masayel Rabami, this supports Rabami, Dama Rabami, dinner habbar a shekel, mutal kaimai. If a shekel, if a star has a shekel and was reduced to dinner, you're allowed to use it as a dinner. Dinner habbar mesela asa lekaimai. But if a dinner came from a cellar and was reduced, and now the silver that has in it is only the value of a dinner, you're not, it's a quarter, you're not allowed to use it at all. Because people don't know, because it's much wider, only thinner, people don't know, and they'll think it's a shekel, which is two dinar, and you're going
to
cheat people.
So therefore, you've got a responsibility to measure your currency.
They know, so you live it every day, you know.
It says there, but it's worth less. 100%.
If you don't know, you ask these money changers. They know in a second. And when they wear these monocles, and they look at it, or these little magnifying glasses, they have a look.
No, they put an electronic scale.
Poch is McCain, Isad also. What do you mean less than that? What do you mean less than what? Mike Gomar, what's he saying? Poch sasela, yoise mechdeno. If it's more than Oino, we said now is a 24th or 12th or a 6th. Let's say if it reduced a bit more than whatever the share now is, the size of an Isad, then also you're not allowed to use it anymore. You're not allowed to use it at all. What do you mean I'll use it? You're not allowed to use it as a seller. You could still use it, said before, for its inherent value, whatever the inherent value is. Let's say it lost a 20th. So you could use it now as a seller minus a 20th. But you can only use it as a seller. But how much more than I know? Not immediately after I know, only if it's an Isser more than I know. If anyone of Rabbi Hachif, so now the Rav this time doesn't support a buyer. I feel a mashu nami, if we talk about more than I know, why an Isser more than I know? Even a drop more than I know. Elam Rav, a pachsa seller. Isel dinner also. You know what we're doing? What the Brice is trying to do? Pascal Kalameir. We're trying to say how much less than a seller does become a no, the size of an Isa to a dinner, which is the 24th. And with Pascal Kalameir, when it comes to currency, if it loses the 24th of its value, that's it. You should no longer use it anymore as a seller. Pachs a seller, Isel dinner also. Vistambek Kalameir, Pascal Kalameir. It's time we learn. Seller.
Kalameir was how much? Was 24th?
24th. We learned sella shenifsela, a sella that lost some of its metal or material. Vihiskina, and you decided to use it chiyeheba shaykel ba mishkalis. You shall use it as a balancing for weight. Tameyit is tamei. We know that a keli is makabel tumah. If it's no longer currency, it's now being used as a scale, as you know, a counterweight. Then it becomes tamei because it's a keli. Ad kama tipaches veheira shorle kaima. Even if you're using it as a weight, how much can it lose of its original coin? Now we say you're allowed to keep it, and we don't want you to turn it into a necklace because we're not worried that people are going to cheat other people. Lisella by sella, we say shnei dinim, two dinim. We said before, two dinim, up to half. Four dinim into a seller, we're allowed to lose down to half. Once it's less than a half, once it's less than a shekel, we don't want you to use it because people don't realize that it's less than a shekel. Pachas McCain, if it's less than that, in other words, we lost more than, if it's worth less than a half, then yikait, cut the coin in half. Why? Because people might use it as a shekel. Cutting it in half is not a problem because now it's a shekel. Because all to do with size or weight. Yes, McCain, what about if it's more than a half? My, what's the din? In other words, it's between a seller and a shekel. What do we do then? Amar Rav Huna, Pachas McCain, Yikos, Yes, Ken Yikos. Rav Huna says either one. Rav Huna says that either one, whether it's lost less than a half or lost more than a half, up to a nah, you can use the coin. Once you lose more than a nah, don't use it at all because people don't know the difference. They'll think it's still worth a seller. And you're going to cheat them because it lost enough to be considered cheating. If it lost more than a 24th, Rabbi Huna says, don't use it. However,
it's destroyed, isn't it?
Yikum is cut in half.
Use it as an ornament.
Rabbi says, no. If you lost more than a half, I agree with you. Cut it up. Don't use it. Render it useless. Because people cheat others. But if it has more than a half, but less than the... No, if it's more than the no, but more than a half, use it for its value, whatever its current value is. Mesa, that's a question. Yes, and okay. It says in the Braise, if it's more than that, it says that the seller lost some of its material. You sell it for Bishavia for its worth, which sounds like not for the price of a seller, but for whatever its current value is. So, what are we talking about? Yeah, now if we're talking about more than enough, if we're talking about it lost less than the Einosh 24, then we said before you can use it as a full seller. So if it lost more, if it's saying use it for its current value, we're talking about lost more than the 24th. So how could Rav Huna say that you're not allowed to use it? Yeah, I guess so. Inflation didn't exist. Remember we had before, the currencies are fixed, it's the price of goods that go up and down. Currencies don't move.
Yeah, but the goods include silver. And here the currency is tied.
No, silver is coin, it's currency.
No. Yeah. I'm saying you can have silver as an ornament.
Oh, yeah.
If you're buying silver for whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's basically, whether you're buying silver to make a Shabbos life, you're buying, you're using silver to make the currency, that silver's got a certain value.
True, but the currency doesn't change. Currency is you know, it's 100 cents to the dollar, and that's it. My love, Shapoxi, they know so law. You say that, you know what you say, Rav Huna was learning? You say to me that Kati loy Poxa Berdeinosa, then Moicha Beshavia. He learns, this is how he learns. He learns that, no, Rav Huna learns. Up to, if it loses up to the amount of Eino, and it lost less than 24th, you can use it and use it for the full value, which is a seller. But if it lost more than a 24th, take it out of the market, take it out of circulation. Because people are going to cheat other people, they're going to use it as a seller when in fact it isn't, it's more than enough. Says the Gemara, Mason, ask you a question. The only time you can use it is if you plan to use it for the current value. Plan to give it back the difference of the money.
24th is what, is 4.5%?
It's 4%, yeah.
Theoretically, what should have happened is the Bezel of the Melch should have brought all these coins back and taken
that. Where did they have money?
No, but they didn't have the national bank like we do nowadays.
Yeah, but coins has a certain longevity. It's not forever.
So you withdraw from them and you recycle it.
You have Shulchanim. You don't have your local bank. They had
who said they recycle anything in those days? Gemara said later, you burn it, you melt it down. So they didn't do it. They weren't that organized. He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
It's not property of the king.
So look what they just did in India. They just took a whole currency out of circulation on the spot.
We're talking about
the
team with 100
I'm sorry, but you're allowed to give it back to the bank for a certain period of time.
It's true, yeah?
They're buying it back from you. Whatever it is. If it's fouled, you can't understand it. But the point is that they are taking the money back. It's not that everybody all of a sudden loses it. A shopkeeper who just had his takings, he's okay.
Until how much going to lose that you're allowed to continue keeping it by seller I check until half. So it's clearly a what? I mean, even if it's more than I know, you can still use it. And l'chayda, they didn't lose it all in one go. My love, the pach is put. It lost. How does a coin usually work? It keeps on shrinking a little bit. Every time you use it, you know, it loses a little bit. So it started out, you know, lost only 2%, then 3%, then 4%, then 5%, 6%. Eventually, it hit more than Aina before it reached 50%, and you can still use it. But what for its current value? Kasha Ravuna. So we're like, no, you know what we're talking about here. The nafal noy, it fell into fire. The ifchid b'chad zimna lost its value all in one go. So therefore, it went straight to a shekel. From a seller, it went straight down to a shekel. So therefore, nobody makes such a mistake. But in between, says Rav Huna, I don't want you to use the coins. Once it's more than a, whatever the Eino is, a fourth, or a 24th, or a 12th, you can't use it anymore because people don't know. You're cheating people. Oh, my, we learned before. You kaveni, you puncture all the and you're hanging around the neck of your son as a... Interesting, they wore necklaces, the boys, in those days. of these coins.
Not just Nizamim, huh?
That's right. Maybe coins they were. It's a good sign. We learned somewhere else. Don't use it as a counterweight. Don't have it hanging around your house. Don't throw it between your broken pieces of silver. Do not puncture it. Ella, what you do, grind it completely down to nothing. Or melt it down. Or cut it up into pieces. Just throw it out. It has no value anymore. We're taking it out of circulation. Kasha. If you puncture the middle, no problem. Everyone already sees it straight away. It's not a coin anymore. That's how they used to make a coin useless, render a coin out of circulation, by puncturing a hole in the middle. If you puncture a hole in the side, people might think it happened over time.
And
yeah, exactly. They wouldn't realize that this is a possible coin. Sorry?
In order to increase currency, they cut a hole in the currency. The thing that they cut out also is currency.
Rashi explains the reason why you're not allowed to puncture the side is because the Ganovim, what they would do is, okay, you throw, what do you do with this? You puncture a hole and then you throw it out eventually. The Ganovim would find it. They would trim it down to wherever the hole's on the side, they would trim it down. So it'll be a smaller coin. And then you won't be in a hole anymore. People think it's a currency that lost some of its material. It's a hole in the middle. You can't do that. Impossible to get rid of that hole. That's why the bagel holes are right in the middle. You can't get rid of it. So you're right. Oh, then we said, how much time do we give you?
Oh.
Until when can you bring it back? Until you show it to a trader and in the villages until Friday. So first of all, by currency, we make a difference between a krach, a city, and a village. Well, before by talus, we said we give you much time to go show it to an expert or to your family. You don't make a difference if it's in a large city or in a village. What's going on here? First of all, Maishna Besel, the Mafli, make a difference between a village or a city. Maishna Betal, the Mafli, make a difference. Abai again. Abai already tries to make equanimity between our Mishnah here and the Mishnah Betalus, and he says the same thing. You're right, the different Krachin and villages. Rabamat, no. Talis, kol inish kim lebegavah. When it comes to clothes, people have a general idea of what it's worth. Sell, when it comes to money, most people don't trade in such large currencies. Kim the lav kol inish kim lebegavah. Not everyone is aware of what its true worth is. Ela shulchani, a trader, hilchach bekrachim, the eco shulchani, in those large cities where they have traders, achil shulchani, you got to show a trader, which is a short time. Bekfar in the village, you don't have traders. So then the leka shulchani, only maybe the retailers, is avishabas is the salkul shukr. Only when you go to the market, which might have been outside the city or something, or you go to another city. It says in the Mishnah, but if you recognize that this is the coin that I gave to that person, then I should take it back. Even though we just said Friday, you don't. You should take it back. We'll ask him why. Then the Mishnah says, and he only has tainus. Who has tainus? Let's go. It says the Gemara, first of all, I don't understand. What are you talking about? If it's village, you just said, add average buses. I only give you until Friday. Erev Shabbos. Why a year later do I still have to take it back? Ibik Fadi. If the villages are Amrit. Ibik Krach in the large cities are Amrit Achi and Shachani. How much time to give you and much time it takes to get to the trader? Maybe a day. That's it. Ibik Fadi. Ima Amrit at Arbe Shabbos. Why am I giving you a whole week? A whole year? Amrav Chizna. Sorry? Why does he. Yeah. This is not a din. We're not mandating it. It's only be a mensch. Especially you're the one who gave it to him in the first place. So be a mensch and take it back. It says in the sefer. He only has on him tainus. Who has tainus? No, Leman. Who are we saying only has tainus? Who has tainus? Ila chasid. That what? The guy who accepted it back has tainus on the guy who gave it to him. Who forced him to take it? If he's going to have tainus, don't take it. Remember, the whole thing is a mitzvah chassidus. You want to be a mensch. You can't be a mensch and then have tainus to the guy. Either be a mensch, you don't want to. Don't take it. If you don't like it, don't take it. Nobody's forcing you. So, don't take it in the first place. Don't take. You're not a chassid if you're taking it and then you're going around the whole world saying, what kind of so lousy guy this guy is. The light tarum is, don't take it. We don't have any tainus. Tevle, we don't have any tainus to him. Why would he even have tainus? The guy originally got it. If this guy was prepared to take it back 12 months later, I'd be so appreciative. Because I knew that I had a cool enough period of a day or a week. A year later, I bring it back to you, and you take it back. Isn't? Won't you say this retailer is unbelievable? I brought him back something I bought a year ago, and he still took it back. Why would I have tainus? So who's having tainus here? This is from the Mishnah. Ho achad, anybody else, afa pisha ena mekala mena ela vaterumas. If you try to spend this money in other places and they refuse to take it, I can only have tainus then, but I can't make more than that because you don't have to use this kind of coin, because we're saying the coin lost some of its value, so therefore you can only have tainus, and that's it. It keeps on shrinking. When he gave it to Chas Chil, it already lost value. It already had a problem.
And he only realized afterwards.
He didn't realize it. Didn't even look. The Mishnah says, but you can use this coin for Maisa Sheni. It says in the Mishnah, you can still use it for Maisa Sheni, swap your fruit, your produce to this coin, because the only people who don't accept it are people who are very, very pedantic and very stingy. Only an Eina Ra, somebody who's a stingy, prodigal person. Promiscuous. Sorry?
Possible. If you're converting to Ma'asheni, you're going to spend this money in Yerushalayim.
Oh, but now, the problem is, when you go to Yerushalayim, what value are you going to get for this money? You're not going to get the full value, because people don't use it. You're going to only get whatever the value of the coin is, which will be less. So the Chayda, what's going on? The Chayda, it seems like you're cheating. Maisa Sheni, you take a whole bunch of Maisa Sheni for you and say, oh, this is worth a seller, so I'm just a seller of worth a crop. When you get there, you can't use it as a seller. The coin will only get to 3/4 of it. Remember, to more than a shiva, no. It's 3/4. So what's going on in here? I'm going to talk about that. So you might have a from here, we see clearly, those people are very pedantic when it comes to money and doesn't want to refuse to accept it when it has a pagam. Mikre nefesh ra, they're called parsimonious. They're very... stingy people.
Thinking about the consequences, it's not so stingy to take money.
No, we're talking about the Rishonim say you could still use a coin, but you might have to go to, instead of one retailer, two will accept it. Got to go to three or four, finally find someone who accepts it. So it's more to do with tircha than anything else. Hani milu de sagilu. When Gemara says it, when he's saying it, that you can actually spend it still. Otherwise, what's the point? When you want to change a seller into prutis. Parta b'shavya, you give it the true a value that it's worth today, not the theoretical seller, but whatever it's worth today. Don't cheat your friend. When you come to swap your produce on those coins, you can use it as if it's a full seller. My karma, what does he mean? Even though when it came to you're going to use the coin in Yerushalayim, you're going to change it back to prutis. You're only going to get the true value of the seller. But when you go ahead and you swap your produce for that, you use it as if it's a full seller. The memra, it seems from here, the Sava Chizkiker holds, the Mezauzlin be Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to insult Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to play games over here. Because you're taking the Maisa Sheni, a seller worth of crop, and you're using this coin, which really is not going to get, you're not going to get a seller for. You only get 3/4 of a seller for. So you're allowed to be Mezauzlin, not take it so literally. Yeah, but it's not so simple. But the same Chizkiker said, Maisa Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta. Let's say the Maisa Sheni itself, the product you have is less than pruta, so you can't transfer it to money because you don't have enough money. Because it doesn't have a koyach, it's less than a prutin value. He says, look, the produce that I have here, and because I'm the owner, I have to add a fifth as well. I'm adding it on. I already swapped so much other produce. Yeah, so therefore, I'm just adding it on. That's right. So therefore, I'm just extending that to cover also these produces. So I'm adding the produce to the rest, so therefore, it's no longer less than a prutin. Now, and what's the svara? Why can you do that? The fact is, right now you have less than a prutah. So he says, because it could, how can you add it to the money you already gave it? If the money you gave it is exactly the value of whatever produce you had before, there's no room left in that money to add even half a prutah. Is that, so he says, you know why? Because people are not stingy. They're generous. So when they, let's say, take the produce, and the produce itself might be worth a little bit less. Yeah, there's a little bit, exactly. So there's a little bit extra, there's a buffer. How can the same Chizkiu say there's a buffer? Say a minute ago, he says that you're allowed to be mezalzel by the sheni, that you're allowed to even use less than the true value of the coin. You know, make believe it's a seller when actually it's worth less than a seller. So the Gemara says, so how does that work? Says the Gemara, my be yafa betoydus yafa. We know what yafa means. No, yafa means you have the true value. Maybe, but Taitas Yafa, no. He's saying here that when you, I'll go ahead, and you, a Chatchila, went ahead and changed the money, you used the true value of the seller, because the Trezil Loy Mizazilabe. I don't want you to use two levels of Zazulim. The first one, if the first one you only use a very little, you shouldn't then add it on as well and then play around. But he's saying here is that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you go to the Shalayim, and if you go to the Shalayim, and in your Shalayim, you're not going to use a true value. You're going to use only a little bit of value. If that's what you're going to do, then when you take the Ma'aseh Sheni, you also should only use the true value and not... Yafa does not mean... So we translate Yafa wrong. So if it's three-quarters of a seller in a Shalayim, then it's three-quarters of a seller when you swap the produce to it as well. So Yafa doesn't mean as if it's a full seller. Yafa means it's real value. It's real value. It's real value. Says Gemara Vayter. Gufa Amar Chizkia said, Ma'as the Shein Hashem Bezor Pruta. My Shein is not with the Pruta. Oymi, you say, Hu v'chaim shem chul amol the Shein is that I add a fifth to that produce and what? And it's a swap for the Moi, put it in the Shein. The Fishi, after the time to Moisev. Macy, I'll ask you a question. You know, we'll stop here tomorrow. Yes.